Imagine for a moment that you are a bystander observing this encounter between our Lord and the Pharisees and the scribes in today's gospel. From outward appearances, we might not be blamed for thinking that this is just merely another moment when the disciples of Jesus are gathered around him. The Pharisees and the scribes here, they do the sorts of things that you would expect a disciple to do. We're told that they gathered around Jesus and they questioned him. His disciples do this throughout the Gospels, gather around him and ask him questions in order to learn from his wisdom and his teaching. But it's quite clear from the Gospel, and especially from the response of Jesus to their question, that these, in fact, are not disciples. In fact, he goes so far as to call them hypocrites. They're hypocrites precisely because they put on the appearance of being disciples, but he sees quite clearly that in their hearts they are nothing of the sort. They question him, not in order to understand and to learn and to be formed by his teaching. They question him in order to discredit him, to try to test him, and to disprove his claim to be the Savior. They don't live the words that we heard St. James speak to us in our second reading. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. They have no interest in humbly welcoming the word of God. Their interest is only in putting forth their own self-righteousness. This encounter between our Lord and these Pharisees and scribes is an opportunity for us to ask, what does it mean for us to take care that we don't live that hypocrisy in our lives? You know, that's a critique that is often leveled against believers by non-believers, by enemies of Christianity. You're all a bunch of hypocrites, right? You don't live what you say you believe. Our Lord teaches us today something very important. We're not hypocrites merely because we're sinners. If that were the case, we're in a sorry lot, because all of us struggle with sin. All of us fail to live up to that high standard that Jesus sets for us. We become hypocrites only when we fail to recognize and admit that we're sinners, that we need his grace, that we need to humbly welcome his word that can save our souls. This is why one of the greatest guards against hypocrisy in our lives, one of the ways to remedy hypocrisy, is to go to confession often. Because what do? When we go to confession, we humbly admit our failures, our sins, our need for God's mercy, and we humbly welcome the word of God spoken by the priest that absolves us and renews us. Jesus, in his response today to the Pharisees and scribes, he speaks a lot about the heart. He quotes the prophet Isaiah, who said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And then he goes on to explain that it's what comes out from within, he says, from the heart that defiles. Our Lord is very intentional here, calling us to turn our attention to our heart. Because the problem with the Pharisees and the scribes was precisely that their heart was not conforming to their outward action. In their hearts, they really didn't have any interest in the answer to their question. Again, they were simply testing our Lord, seeking to discredit him. That turn to the heart is so important, because we need that interior conversion of the heart in order to be the disciples of Jesus. The second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, when he became man in the incarnation, He took to himself a human heart, we call the heart of Jesus the Sacred Heart. And when he revealed his Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary so many centuries ago, at one point in her visions of the Sacred Heart, she describes one of her encounters with the Lord in this way. He asked me for my heart, which I begged him to take. He did so, and placed it in his own adorable heart, where he showed it to me as a little atom, which was being consumed in this great furnace. When you look at the image of the Sacred Heart, you see those flames of divine love just burning in his heart, consuming his heart. And in this beautiful encounter between St. Margaret Mary and Jesus, he invites her to give him her heart, and she does. And she says it's like this tiny little atom that he took and placed into that burning furnace of his Sacred Heart. She goes on to say, and then withdrawing it from there as a burning flame in the form of a heart, he restored it to the place whence he had taken it. This is a beautiful image of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. To live not that hypocrisy of the Pharisees, but the humility of a follower of Christ. It means acknowledging our need for him and offering him our hearts to be placed into that furnace of his heart. And when he does that, it burns. There's a certain pain of that struggle of striving to grow more and more like Christ. But the fruit of it is that he gives our hearts back to us set aflame with that fire of divine love. That happens, or it can happen, every time we come here to Mass. Because precisely what our Lord invites us to do here is to take our hearts and place them on this altar with the bread and the wine, which are offered to the Father. And as the bread and the wine are transformed by God's grace into the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist, if our hearts are there on that altar as well, then they catch fire from the love that burns in the heart of Christ. And then as we come forward to receive Holy Communion, along with the very body of Christ, he offers our hearts back to us, set aflame with that fire of divine love. Let's make that gift of our hearts to him today. And let's ask him for the grace to humbly acknowledge our need for him, to humbly welcome his word into our lives, so as to live as authentic disciples, men and women in need of God's grace, with the potential to become great saints by the working of his grace in our hearts. St. Gerard Majella,
pray for us.